with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With the American naval blockade of Iranian ports in full force, President Trump says Iran is anxious to reach a deal with the U.S. Mr. Trump says, "We've been called by the right people and they want to work a deal." Publicly, though, Iran has kept up its tough talk. It's against that backdrop that Pakistan keeps trying to arrange another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks.
Pakistani officials say Islamabad has proposed a second round of talks to the U.S. and Iran, while Vice President J.D. Vance earlier had said negotiations with Iran did make some progress. And President Donald Trump had said on Monday, "We've been called by the other side. They want to make a deal." The Pakistani officials spoke on condition of anonymity, because they're not authorized to discuss the matter with the press. Meanwhile, a senior Hezbollah official had on Monday said the Lebanese militant group will not abide by any agreements that may result from direct Lebanon-Israel talks, set to start today, Tuesday, in Washington. I'm Charles Tillotsma.
One a Democrat, the other a Republican, targets of sexual misconduct allegations. They're leaving Congress. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California and Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas are quitting Capitol Hill. President Trump says he has nothing to apologize for regarding his criticism of Pope Leo XIV, referring to the Pope, quoting Mr. Trump, "I think he's very weak on crime and other things, so I'm not going to apologize." A proposal for a new Maryland Democrat-friendly congressional map has officially died with the conclusion of the state's legislative session. Maryland's session ended late yesterday, but mid-decade redistricting efforts are set to continue next week in both Florida as well as in Virginia. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 28 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 144. This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others. A latest survey from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try to use their gifts to serve God and the people around them. That's up sharply from 2012 when less than 60% of respondents said so. A Lifeway spokesman says Jesus prescribed a life that focuses on loving God and others. This is SRN News. An iconic sports broadcaster says he is not in the clear just yet, but he's a fighter.
Famed ESPN broadcaster Dick Vitale is facing another battle with cancer. Vitale said Monday that biopsy results had confirmed a diagnosis of melanoma in his lung and liver cavity, which will have him starting immunotherapy. It marks his fifth battle with cancer. That fight sidelined him from the airwaves for 2 years before his return shortly before March Madness in 2025. In a statement from ESPN, the 86-year-old announcer, affectionately known as Dickie V, says he's, quote, "fully confident I'm going to make it 5-for-5, end quote, in beating cancer." I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
President Trump used a McDonald's delivery to the Oval Office to promote a tax policy that benefits tip earners, allowing workers to deduct up to $25,000 from income earned on tips. More details, SRNNews.com.